Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Kaf Ches, Nida 28, and on Daf Kaf Ches, I'm an Aleph on 28a. The Gemara discusses the concept of when an Ubar, when a fetus sticks out a part of his hand or her hand and then returns it back into the mother's womb. So comes along Rav Huna. Rav Huna says the following teaching. Amar Rav Huna, Hotzi Ubar es Yado Vechazira. Let's say the fetus sticks out their arm from the womb and then returns it. So at that point we say Imo Tamei Aleda, that the mother is going to be considered like they are ritually impure during childbirth. We say that we know that the law is that if a woman gives birth, she's Tameya for 7 days for a male and 14 days for a female. And then we also say that she has the following of, after that, she has the Yemei Tohar. She has 33 days and 66 days, respectively, of days where she's ritually pure. So Rav Huna is saying that when does this period of childbirth come start to count, this tumah as a result of the childbirth? It starts to count immediately from the sticking the hand out of the womb. That is what Rav Huna says. And the basis for Rav Huna's position is going to be, says the Gemara, Shenemar, it's based upon a story from the Bible, that it states in Genesis chapter 38, verse 28, when Tamar, who was impregnated by Judah after Judah's first two sons had been married to her and they died as a result of their sins, and then Tamar disguised herself and she became impregnated by Judah, and she was pregnant and she gave birth to twins, and the Peretz and Zerach, and they were the sons of Judah, as it tells us in the story in chapter 38, verse 28, the sons of Judah via Tamar. And it says that when Tamar was giving birth, one of them stuck out a hand, and we see from that incident that at that point it says when she was giving birth and he stuck forth his hand, we see from here that is the moment of which it is considered to be childbirth, as it states in the verse in chapter 38, verse 28. She tied on his hand a scarlet thread and said, "This is the one that came out first." So the Gemara says, the Gemara challenges this. The Gemara says, how can we say that the moment of childbirth is when the hand comes forth, even if the hand goes back in? But we have a braisa that challenges Rav Huna's statement, because Masav Rav Yehuda challenged it. He said, we learned in the braisa, Hotzi Ubar es Yado, that if the fetus sticks out its hand, the braisa states, Eini Mocho Sheshes L'chol Davar, the mother has no concerns about anything. So this implies that she's not Tamei at all, that even if it sticks out its hand, that's not the moment where the Tumah of the Leida, where the ritual impurity associated with the birth starts. It doesn't count for anything. There needs to be the majority of the body, not just the sticking out of the hand. So how would we answer this contradiction or this apparent contradiction? Comes along Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, L'didi mifarshali minei de Rav Huna. This explanation of Rav Huna, I heard an explanation of Rav Huna's position, and he explains the price as follows. Lachush, in order to be concerned about the tumah associated with childbirth, choshesheth, that she has to be concerned about the second the hand goes out. But you may toar, but after the 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl of the tumas later, there then comes the 33 days for a boy and 66 days for a girl, where we say it's Yemei Tohar, that any blood that comes forth during those days is considered to be ritually pure. So the Yemei Tohar lo yavinala, that we don't start counting for her from the moment the hand goes out, that we have to wait adinafak rube, until the majority of the fetus has come out of the body. And so therefore, when it says Eini Mocho Sheshes L'chol Davar, that refers to the starting to the count of the Yemei Tohar. But actually, the Tumah of the birth, that counts immediately when the hand comes forth. So the Gemara says, but there's a problem with Rav Nachman's explanation of Rav Huna, because it states, Rav Huna had the Brais had stated, Eini Mocho Sheshes L'chol Davar Kamar. It states she's not concerned about anything, which implies she's not even concerned about the Tumah of giving birth. She's not even concerned about the Tumah of Leida. So how do we jive that with Rav Nachman's explanation that Rav Huna is saying that we don't give her the Yemei Tohar, when the Braisa seems to be saying she has no concern any mocha sheshel chol davar, that there's not even the tuma of the birth, whereas Rav Huna had said that the tuma of the birth starts with the pushing forth of the hand. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, eino chol sheshel chol davar midiraisa. Biblically speaking, when it says eino chol sheshel chol davar, it means biblically speaking, the Braisa says she's not tamei oed. But when Rav Huna was saying rabbinically midirabana chol sheshel, but rabbinically we say that the rabbis are strict with respect to the birth, as the moment the hand comes forth, we say that she is tumas leida. So the Gemara says, how can you say it's just rabbinic? Va'kra kamar, he cites a verse. The verse states, Vayhi b'udita v'yiten yad. The Rav Huna cited a verse that it says when she gave forth, and when she gave birth, and he stuck out his hand, which implies that the birth refers to the giving forth of the hand. So the Gemara says, Midrabanan ukras machta be'alma. It really is just rabbinic, and the verse is just a support, but it's not really meant as a literal proof. So the Gemara says, well, if biblically speaking it's not considered a birth, then why does the commentaries ask, then why does the Orach Chaim ask, then why does the verse continue and say that the Mioledes took the crimson thread and she tied it on his hand and said this one went out first? But that doesn't help anything, because he's not considered the firstborn until the entire body goes out, not just the hand. And so that we have to say that the Mialedes, the midwife, she didn't know the halacha, and she thought, like we originally thought, that the hand went out, that's considered a birth. But really, she didn't know the halacha, that when the hand goes out, that's just rabbinically considered a birth, and not biblically speaking considered tumas lida.